it's actually been amazing. I've been involved in organized real estate since 2014 through the Barrie and District Association of Realtors. I was their 2019 president, and now, you know, volunteering through AREA. It's been really rewarding, actually. I love organized real estate and helping to bring positive impact to the industry for our Ontario realtors. It's always been a passion of mine to make sure that Ontario realtors have the information and technology they need to be equipped to do honest work for our consumers.
Is this something, and maybe you've already answered this, Tanya, but is this something that you pursued, or were you in fact pursued for the position?
So, you know, oddly enough, and I think I have the same story as everyone, you don't know you want to be involved in organized real estate until someone says, hey, have you thought about this? So, you know, in 2011, we broke into the Barrie market and, you know, trying to immerse myself in that new community. One of my salespeople thought, you know, hey, you've got a lot of passion and you're up on the rules and regulations. Have you thought about being a director with Barrie and District Association of Realtors? And I said, no, but, you know, I'm open. And I thought, okay, you know what, I'll do this. I'll get involved. It'll be a year or two. And then, you know, I'll move on back into my brokerage business. And here I am, some almost 10 years later, and I'm still involved in it, and I love it.
Just <Yeah. laughs> 1 year became 10 and continues. Our guest is Tanya Artinozzi, of the president of the Ontario Real Estate Association. Tanya, there's a rate hike coming, as we understand. Is that the biggest challenge facing the market at the moment?
Well, it's probably number two. Number one facing the market is we don't have the inventory. This is the big story. It's been a story for a long time. And, you know, not having the inventory and now these rising interest rates puts a lot of pressure on the market and puts a lot of pressure on the consumer to find that place that they want to call home in the location that they want it. Rate hikes is just, right now it's part of our environment, and we have to, you know, plan better for our financial future in order to, you know, weather this, what I like to call this storm that we're in right now. But yeah, definitely when you're talking to, you know, when you're talking to consumers of all ages, this is probably the, you know, right now they're top of mind, but I always look at, you know, there's also an inventory issue that's been with us for a while. So the two of them together adds a lot of pressure to the market.
Tanya, do you see a resolution from your position to the inventory issue, or is it something that we're going to have to deal with and live with?
I'm, you know, the hope here is that, you know, AREA does a lot of work with the Ontario government to lobby for, you know, more housing. And, you know, this has been our passion for a number of years, and we work closely with government to, you know, lobby to help municipalities and the provincial government come together to find a way to bring more inventory to the market. So, you know, we're trying to end the exclusionary zoning, right? End the zoning where, you know, you have this great property lot and you can build a 5,000 square foot home, which is really what's not needed in the market. Why not change that thought process and put, you know, a 3 or 4 story multi-unit dwelling there? That would help relieve the pressure. We all know, you know, people like big houses. Those come with a very big cost. And we just have more people coming into the market than the housing supply, you know, is keeping up with. So, you know, we really work hard to lobby with government to pay attention to these things. You know, we've got the, you know, we commend the Ford government for putting on the, you know, Build Home Factor bill and working with municipalities to find ways to get rid of the red tape to bring that, you know, much-needed demand for housing of all types. You know, the missing middle is your townhomes, your semis. That would really help house Canadians and Ontarians, most importantly.
Our guest is Tanya Artinosi from the president of the Ontario Real Estate Association. Finally, Tanya, whether we're talking about Richmond Hill or Barrie or Owen Sound or anywhere across the province, is there a tip or is there advice from OREA to, in particular, first-time home buyers in this particular market?
So what I like to say is that today more than ever, home buyers need to plan and set the goal, right? They really need to understand what their financial position is. I always try to have positive conversations with clients and my salespeople and salespeople within the province that, yes, the headlines are, you know, not favorable. And, you know, we are, you know, suffering from a supply demand and interest rate hike. But there is opportunity in so many areas amongst the province that if we can help our clients and build relationships with them to plan, to look at their financial position, to say, is this a today thing or is this a future, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12 months away? What does it look like? We're in an environment where interest rates will go up and down. We're in an environment where housing is always an issue. So planning is probably the most important thing. Successful buyers today have been planning and know their financial position through their advisors, through their banks, with the relationships with their realtors. This is what the key is right now in weathering this storm in the market.
Tanya, this has been terrific. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.